creation, first I won't say I represent anyone but myself, but I know a lot of creationists. Creation believes in instant people, instant male, instant female, instant bears, male and female, etc. Theory of evolution believes everything has bacteria ancestor. And there's many reasons I believe in that. First off, if the theory of evolution was true, there should be millions and millions of transitional forms, okay? I believe they're absent. For example, if someone said they believe in something that's purple with 600 legs and 38 eyes, what question would you ask them?
Where are they?
Oh, well, they're gone.
Yep.
There's no evidence for that. Well, that's not a scientific belief. Science relies on observation. So living evidence. Supposedly, according to the theory of evolution, birds have reptile ancestors. Now, I've seen thousands of reptiles. I've seen millions of birds. I haven't seen one living transitional form. You can call it a blizzard if it's half bird, half lizard. And once again, remember what we have to look at, the details. I propose evolutionists hate details. What is the process of a lizard evolving into a bird? Well, birds have two wings and two legs. Lizards have four legs. The evolution material I've read, they believe that the legs turned into wings. Think of the details. Mr. and Mrs. Lizard have an offspring. It hatches. Out comes something, and the legs aren't quite right. They're a little bit mutated. Maybe the bones are becoming hollow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, what would the parents' lizards do to any mutant child?
Well, unfortunately, we know what they do. They'd kill them.
They kill it. They wouldn't tolerate the theory of evolution, right? But supposedly, let's suppose they do allow it, and slowly the legs are becoming wings. For perhaps millions of years, you've got an animal that can't run and can't fly. It can't catch any food. It can't run away from any food. And if it did occur and lived for all these years, why isn't there one living transitional form alive today? If the theory of evolution is true, there should be millions of transitional forms alive today. And I'd like to just hear about a few. Another thing that should be true is we've got apes in a cage at a zoo, and you pay $50 to look at that ape.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing alive today that gets a $25 discount because that's a close relative in that cage. You follow me? So
yeah.
The key to science, well, I'd like to go through science real quickly and simply. Science begins with an idea. You can call it a hypothesis. Then you test your hypothesis. Then you have a conclusion. George, suppose I told you a pen in my hand could fly. That's my hypothesis. What would you demand next? I said, George, this pen can fly. What would you ask?
Proof. I want to see it fly.
Absolutely. Good for you. You're being a scientist. I drop it 100 trillion times. It falls every single time. If I'm a good scientist, I'll say, I was wrong. The evidence does not support my hypothesis. But if I still conclude pens could fly, I'm a bad scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Evolutionists have a hypothesis that everything has bacterial ancestor. Where's the evidence? I propose there's no living evidence. Just look around. 6 billion people all have human parents, human grandparents, human great-grandparents, etc. Every flea came from a flea. Tomorrow it's going to make another flea. Bees make bees, trees make trees, etc. So we turn to the fossils. There are trillions of fossils. They should be littered with hundreds of millions of transitional forms. But there's a few fossils here and there that they propose that I believe creation can quite easily explain. So the body of observable evidence supports birds make birds, people make people, bacteria makes bacteria.
So why do you believe creation is a better science?
Because it's the three-step method. The idea is supported by the observation. The observation is every bird on this planet came from a bird, and it will make a bird. Every bear came from a bear. Every bat came from a bat. So the overwhelming evidence. And what's good for the creation side is the more they learn about science, the stronger our case becomes. The more they learn about genetics and how DNA works, what mutations are, how proteins are formed, support creation, and that bacteria will only make bacteria. If you mutate it, you'll get mutated bacteria. You're not going to get new organs, new systems, etc. So observation supports birds making birds, people making people.
You changed, though. You changed from being someone who believed in evolution to creation. What happened?
Well, I believe There are six reasons people believe in the theory of evolution. And if you don't mind, I'll share them with you.
All right.
Now, some people are an evolutionist for one reason. I think I was one for four of these reasons. And first off, people are not evolutionists for a lack of intelligence. There are incredibly brilliant evolutionists. Some of them are evolutionists because of a lack of information. If you love science your whole life...
What about also a lack of faith? Is that possible? Or am I jumping ahead?
Well, I think they have more faith. I think it takes more faith to believe life all is related to bacteria. If they dig into the details, I feel an open-minded person will reach that same conclusion. You see, there's degrees of faith, and I don't have enough faith to be an evolutionist. And I don't say that with snideness. It just takes much more faith when they look for the details. My only goal in life is not to have anyone believe me, but to listen to me and then decide for themselves what to believe. It's up to them what they believe, but many of them, like this teacher at this high school, was horrified that someone might get the information for creation. Why was he so emotional if he's so secure in his belief? I don't feel that he is.
Okay. All right. So let's go through your 6 points.
Okay. One reason is bitterness, and I don't say that snidely. There's been a lot of pain and suffering on this planet, and a lot of people choose to not even acknowledge that there could be a designer or a creator. So they look for a natural explanation and hold tightly to it. Another reason is a lot of people don't like the rules that a creator might give upon us. At the age of 14, I had trouble with some of the rules. I believed science falsified the Bible, and I loved that idea at the age of 14. So emotionally, I was happy for that. A lot of people that are brilliant have so much pride, they don't want to be humble to anything. And a creator who designed DNA and photosynthesis might require a little humility. So some people have a pride issue. There is no doubt there's tremendous peer pressure to believe in the theory of evolution. The inventor of the MRI machine was denied the Nobel Prize. Two of people who did a lot less got it. Some people believe that's because he's a creation guy.